Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Swing and a drive, center field and deep. JT is home to score. And the Phillies have won it. Brandon Marsh with a walk-off as the Phillies rally for two runs in the bottom of the 11th. And they beat the Cubs and snap their losing streak, a 4-3 win.
Wow. How do you like that?
Yeah, Wow was right, especially with the way that game was going early. Strom blows it. And, of course, the base running issue. But the Phillies find a way less than 11 innings off the bat of Brandon Marsh. Plus, Hugh, we get Otto Kemp, who's the guy today. Three hits last night. The bunt in the 11th inning. A win for the Phillies. They very much need our welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. 215-592-9494 to hop in. We'll get back to all your phone calls. Was last night, will we remember it as a turning point for the season? Hugh Douglas believes so. I need to see a little bit more before I go there. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls on all this. But let's talk some Phillies here. Devin Caney joining us as she does every week around this time. Devin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joe and WIP's newest Phillies insider, Hugh Douglas. How are you guys doing?
What's going on, Dev? How you doing?
I look, I'm a lot better after last night's game. I mean, to say I don't like to title games, you know, must wins, but that certainly felt like a game that the Phillies needed to win for morale, for their record, for many reasons. So very happy they pulled it out, even though it went a little bit late for me.
I'm kind of curious, Dev, because that was a late game. But I'm kind of curious, what was the players' reaction, the other guys' reaction to Otto Kemp? I mean, I obviously saw the Gatorade bath, but outside of that, when he was in there, what was their reaction to him that you could pick up on?
I mean, even before the game, I think the reaction has just been, you know, welcoming him with open arms. And I think, you know, a new face, new energy, new personality in that clubhouse is, you know, a welcome change for these guys right now. They need something, right? Like they need like a boost. And we saw they pretty much won that game last night because of Otto Kemp. What he was able to do. I know he made one error, but he still, you know, played pretty well defensively the rest of the way. And then offensively, you know, winning it with two bunts and one of them came thanks to Otto Kemp was massive. And even before the game, you know, Rob Thompson said Otto Kemp, you know, has a swagger about him. He has a confidence about him. You know, Kyle Schwarber said he's, you know, come in and fit right in. He walked into the clubhouse yesterday with JT Realmuto. So I think he's fitting right in, and it's really cool to see him have those big moments. Last night was actually his first time in Citizens Bank Park, like not even just playing, but ever. Like he had never stepped foot in Citizens Bank Park because he told us he wanted to wait to fully experience it, you know, when he or if he was ultimately called up by the Phillies. So to have his first moment, his first game in Philadelphia be last night's win is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a heck of a debut in Citizens Bank Park. Three hits last night, and as you said, that bunt in the 11th really helped. So, Devin, what do you think the plan is going to be for Otto? So, we know he's up here because Bryce Harper got hurt, so they need another bat, and, you know, they can move guys around the corner infield, and Bohm could play first base. Do you think it's going to be primarily third base right now for Otto and then Bohm at first? Because in the minor leagues, Otto was moving. He was at third, some second, some left field, and we know left field's not great right now for the Phillies. How do you think they're going to use him while he's up here?
Yeah, he really played all over the place in AAA. So before the game, Rob Thompson actually told us they plan to ultimately flip Otto and Alec Bohm. So, and like soon, I asked him, you know, what's the timeline on that? Trying to really get a sense of Bryce Harper. We'll hopefully find more about Bryce Harper's injury before the game today, because he saw a doctor yesterday. But for now, they want to move Alec Bohm back to third base and move Otto Kemp to first. He said by the end of the week, ideally, they want to get Otto, you know, a little bit more work at first before officially making that move. But that tells me two things. A, he could be up here for longer than, you know, he or we expect. B, Bryce Harper might be on the IL a little bit longer than we first predicted. And C, they probably trust Alec Bohm a little bit more at third, even though Otto, you know, besides the error, played pretty well at third base last night.
All right, let's talk about the Harper thing for a second, because Devin, I'm kind of confused what the injury is. So typically, I feel like when baseball players have wrist injuries, it's either like a torn ligament, like something happened, like you see it on a swing, right? The guy swings and then he's shaking his wrist out, or there's an injury where like he dove for the ball or he jammed his wrist into a base. We don't really have any of those things with Bryce. It just felt like it bothered him last year, and then it went away, and now it's bothering him again. I know they haven't said, but do you find the Bryce thing a little bizarre? I know we're going to get an update soon, hopefully. It just doesn't feel like there's an actual injury. It's just his wrist is bothering him, which that's not a typical injury of a baseball player.
Yeah, and that almost concerns me more than if we knew exactly what it was, right? Like, if we knew it was, say, in a wrist sprain and they had kind of a set timeline for when he would recover from it, like that would give me, and I think most Phillies fans, more hope for when he's going to return and if he can return, you know, soon, or if it's going to be longer than we think. So he saw a doc, both Harper and Aaron Nola saw Phillies doctor last night. Rob Thompson told us after the game he hadn't spoken to the doctor, Paul, and he was going to have an update hopefully before the game today. But it is pretty concerning just because it's this mysterious wrist soreness, inflammation, injury that Harper had last season. I know you guys mentioned this on yesterday's show. He said he didn't really feel better from that or recover from that until December of 2024. And if he's feeling the same thing and it's some type of lingering soreness injury, that doesn't really give me a lot of hope for Harper, who wasn't really having a great season to begin with. I know he started picking it up offensively, but still was kind of lacking in the power department. I hope that it's not something that's going to affect him long term in the season. And I'm eager to find out what Rob Thompson says today about it.
Devin Caney with us here talking some Phillies. So, Devin, on Sunday, Rob Thompson alluded to that idea they could make some changes, maybe to the lineup. Now, yesterday, I almost felt like it was a free pass because they were facing a lefty. And when they face a lefty, Turner hits leadoff anyway. And then usually, you know, Schwarber's behind him. And Stott sometimes doesn't even play against lefties a lot, actually. So I didn't feel like last night was a good sense of, are they really making changes? Tonight, they're going to face a righty. What's your guess here? Do you think it's going to be back to Stott leading off as he has against righties since mid-April? Or do you think tonight is when we see the actual change, which would probably be Turner as the leadoff guy and Stott maybe towards the bottom of the order?
Yeah, so yesterday it was funny. They were really late releasing the lineup, which doesn't usually happen. This was after Rob Thompson said that they were going to make some changes, and then they come out with a lineup that pretty much exactly the same as the lineup that they usually roll out against a lefty. I would guess today that Trey Turner will stay in the leadoff spot. Rob Thompson didn't hold back, you know, when he was asked about Bryson Stott's struggles and how he's kind of going through a bit of a lull offensively, especially when he's hitting in the leadoff spot. He said he needs to find the strike zone again. He needs to relax. So I think until Bryson Stott shows a little bit more, they're going to keep Trey Turner in that leadoff spot. And I'm okay with that.
Are you okay with Hugh Douglas putting himself on the list of Phillies authorities here at WIP? I mean, he basically said there's only three right now. It's Ben Davis, Ruben Amaro, you, Devin, who covers the Phillies for us, and then he's on that list with
well,
you guys.
Well, I said Jack. I gave Jack.
He did say, begrudgingly, he put Jack on, but
he
no
forgot
James.
About him at first.
No James. Where do you come down on all this?
Yeah, first of all, I'm honored. It's like, you know, two former Phillies and a former Phillies GM and then me. I think one of those things does not belong. But Hugh, I heard that and I'm so honored. Look, Hugh was one of the only ones who said, I think the Phillies might bounce back tonight before yesterday's game when everyone was down and out about the Phillies. Mm-hmm. He stayed positive. So I have to respect that. I mean, Hugh might be the newest Phillies insider at the station. Jack well, baseball needs
no.
to watch out.
I just like.
Why are you adding to this?
Yeah, I just like the fact that Kyle cringes
Well, Guy's always positive. Like, if you were here Thursday and Friday, he would have been like, everything's going to be fine this weekend. They got the tomato can in town.
And guess what? They probably would have won if
they
I was here.
They got their asses kicked by the worst team in the league.
Okay, wait a minute. First of all, y'all want to blame me when they lose, but don't want to give me credit when they win.
Yes, that's exactly how we do it. What are you talking about? You don't get any credit.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
So can I ask you, as our newest Philly official Phillies insider, are the Phillies going to win again today? Like, have they turned the season around?
You know what, Devin? I've been sitting here thinking that, and I was hoping you wouldn't ask me this question because I've been looking at the odds, and it's similar to the odds of yesterday's game.
Yeah. Throw it, Hugh.
I just
guarantee it, Hugh. Let's go.
I haven't figured it out. Like, we got Nick Abel on the mound, Colin Rea. Give me, I will have a prediction by the end of the show.
Okay.
Because I've already predicted because I already put my parlay together.
Oh, again?
Yeah, I did.
How much money are you down now? Okay. He's betting every day on home runs from the Phillies. Hey, it's not working.
Hey, Devin.
That's really working.
I'm down like $6. I'm hurting right now.
Oh, no. you need a little help?
So to answer your question, because I already put my parlays in, I forgot. I picked the Phillies to win today. Where's my music?
What's 21 Plus in prison?
That is not
not the music.
You already disappointed the whole live studio audience earlier.
I forgot because I had a lot going on here. You know,
a lot going on.
Yeah, you said you'd have your prediction by the end of the show.
Well, no, because
wasn't ready to have your music again.
I know, but I forgot I had already put my bet in.
Okay.
Because I picked it to win. Now this is where I changed it a little bit.
Okay.
I didn't put any parlays in the actual game. I picked them to win along with other teams to win.
You're betting parlays across baseball now?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So that's what I did. $2.
He's a baseball guy.
That's right. I mean,
listen, if I hit this four-leg parlay, y'all ain't going to be able to tell me nothing.
I'm going to cut your mic off tomorrow. Oh. Devin, thank you so much. And we'll talk next week and enjoy the game today.
All right, thanks, guys.
There she goes. Devin Caney covering the Phillies. One of our Phillies authorities here at WIP. Yeah. Ruben Amaro, Ben Davis, Devin Caney. I think you have to put Jack and James at least together. Mm-hmm. Hugh doesn't want to, and he wants to put himself on the list.
I got Jack, but not Jack.
I think James is a baseball
guy.
Listen,
I can't be cool. I got to have beef with somebody, so I got beef with James.
Well, you got beef with our whole audience.
You totally set me up for failure with the music.
No, because, Kyle, I forgot, because in the break, you know what has gotten to the point? It used to be that when I asked Joe about parlays, he was more than willing to help. I wasn't going to say nothing, but all of a sudden, I'll ask him about a parlay, and he'll pretend like he don't hear what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but because now your head is inflated.
That's right. We got to bring you back down to earth.
No, because I'll ask him about a parlay, and he will just completely ignore
me. All right, you want help on a parlay?
It's too late. I got one now.
I was going to help. You didn't say, can I have a hand here? You're just talking out loud.
Well, because every time I talk out loud, you say, oh, that's a pretty good one. But then, normally, lately, you ain't been saying a whole lot.
Well, I mean.
Well, now we're trying to prepare the show, and he was like, so let me think. Schwarber.
Yeah, I know. I think you have a problem.
One thing at a time.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm worried about you. No, $2 parlays at a time.
I'll tell you what, if I hit this one tonight.
I know. See, that's why I couldn't help you. You're already walking around here with a big head.
Let me tell you, because I had the ones that I didn't hit last night.
Yeah.
If it was one that I had that was a parlay, it was like a $2 bet, but it would have got me like $100. Yeah. I'm going for the big swing.
Uh-oh.
If I get $100, Jay and all the mother cats that be trying to clown me about my $2 parlays, mm-hmm. they ain't going to be able to tell me nothing.
Well, you had a $100 bet. That'll sustain you for another two months.
It might even sustain me for a year.
All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go back to the phone lines, what do we think about what Devin said and what we are waiting on Bryce Harper? Guys, yesterday. So, first of all, I'm confused at what his injury is. What is hurting him in his wrist? Typically, when there's a wrist injury, like if you go through the history of baseball players with wrist injuries, Hugh, it's usually. You watch it happen, right? Mm-hmm. Like the guy gets hit by a pitch on his wrist, broken wrist. Okay, that's pretty understandable. It's got to heal or surgery or whatever. Or someone dives in the field, whether they get their wrist jammed on a base. That happens very often when a guy slides head first. Or they're trying to catch the ball in the outfield and their wrist gets caught under their glove, right? You can kind of picture how wrist injuries happen in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any of that with Bryce. This is like a long-term thing. It just bothers him. And it got worse last year. He tried to play through it. It got worse again. So There's no clarity on, like, when did this happen? Why does it happen? What does he do that hurts it? Then we have yesterday where the Phillies said, and Devin told us, that they were set to see the doctor. And it sounded like yesterday there was going to be an update after the game. That didn't come. Now Devin is saying that we may get an update today before the game. Are you concerned about what this update's going to be for Bryce Harper? Because I am. This doesn't feel like a normal injury where it's like, hey, 10 days, 2 weeks, knock it out and come back.
I'll say this about that, Joe, as I think about it, because there's a lot at play here for me when I think about this answer that I'm about to give. For whatever, and I'm not picking on anybody, but I'm just reading the tea leaves and listening to what has been going on. This training staff feels like they've missed some things at times.
I agree with you.
I don't want to indict anybody because they know more than I do, and they're there every day. But when you talk about the Aaron Nola, the ankle thing, and the Bryce Harper elbow thing, mm-hmm. and the fact that it had been nagging him for a while and he played a couple days,
yep.
It's one of those things where, and it was something else early in the year that happened with the player. Was it a Ranger or something? It was somebody. But it just feels like, for whatever reason, that not necessarily them, because like I said, I don't want to indict them because I don't have all the information, but it just feels like somebody's not checking all the boxes.
Feels like they're slow to go through the full gamut looking at the player. Like, maybe they'll check it out, but no MRI at first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it was. Somebody was going to get an MRI, and they delayed it.
So I'm trying to think back to the one this year, but I know when Bryce had the injury with his elbow in 2022, mm-hmm. they slow played that MRI for like a week and a half. He hurt it. Then he just didn't play the field, and then they said it felt a little better. He tried to play catch, and then it hurt again. Yeah. And then they're like, go get the MRI checked out. And they realize, well, his ligament's damaged.
Well, you know what it is, and I hate to say it. It's pretty Sixers-esque.
It is. Yeah, it's probably no big deal, and then it actually is a big deal.
I mean, they let Nola out there for how many starts?
Two starts.
Yeah. And they were like, no, he's been feeling it for a little while. It's like, well, okay.
Why don't we check this out?
We're making it worse.
I know. Look, I'm trying to be optimistic on the Bryce thing, and let's hope this is just a few weeks of rest and he's back. I want to know what the issue is. I want to know what is his injury besides his wrist is bothering him. That's not an injury. That's – what is that? Like, give me a diagnosis. Maybe we'll get one from Topper before the game today. 215-592-9494. All right. Let's talk to Big V in Mount Laurel. Yeah. Big V, how we doing?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Well, we're good. Well, we got a win last night, so –
Kyle yelling at me
I was about to.
Did he hang up?
Tragic.
Did you hang up on him?
No, I didn't.
All right. Well, it would have been funny if you did. Chris in Dover. What's up, Chris?
Uh-oh.
Chris?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Chris. What's up? That's all right.
At work, man. I apologize, but I can't.
We are, too.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I love it. Well, it's great. Hey, listen, I've had the porn mustache since '87, man. I realize it's coming back into style. I love it.
Did you feel like you looked older because of it? Because Hugh apparently thinks anyone that has it looks like they're 50.
No, come on, dog. He looks older, though.
He doesn't look old.
He's the old looking 25, though. Seriously.
You said he was weathered.
He's
like
really
a
not that looking at all.
Young. I know.
I was a young looking 20 year old when I had mine, and I'm probably still a younger looking guy with mine at 50 something.
Keep telling yourself that.
So, hey, Chris, what do you think?
Anyway,
was that a turning point last night?
Absolutely not. It was a scrappy win. I like seeing the bunts, you know, the scrappy little win. Agreed there. But I got a quick Eagle point at the end, too.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Listen, this team, why don't we bring young guys up? The rest of baseball does this. We got to bring some. I know we brought up Abel. All right, he's had two starts. We're bringing up some, you know. But we need to infuse some young talent that is highly regarded. Stop sitting on our hands, waiting for things to change. We got a lot of older guys. Some of them performing, some of them not. Some of them hurt. By the way, that Harper thing is very concerning. Very concerning. The season could go totally south if they come up with a not so great update today on that wrist. Let's be honest about that. But this team, front office, and I don't even blame Topper. I blame the front office. Last 2 years, insignificant moves. We hold and wait on the young guys. Joe, the rest of baseball, do they bring up young players all the time?
Well, they do, yeah. And it's not uncommon to see guys come up at 20, 21, 22 years old if they can help the team. And sometimes, Chris, teams will bring a guy up. And I'll give the Phillies credit with Abel because that's kind of what they did, but then he ended up coming back anyway. They'll call a guy up even when it's not even like really his turn just because they have a day they need a player. They'll get his feet wet, and then they send him back. I mean, you're trying to win games. I mean, that's the bottom line. Last night, the Red Sox brought up the best hitting prospect in baseball, even though they don't really have a spot for him because he's just ready. And they're going to like, all right, we'll figure it out. And he was in the lineup last night. Sometimes you just got to get the guy up here.
And they need a spark.
Yeah.
The Sox stink right now. They need a spark. And they brought up Meyer 2 weeks ago,
yep.
Another highly regarded prospect. And that's my point, where these other teams do this. The Phillies, we sit, we hold them. We don't make moves. We don't even trade them. We just hold them in the minor leagues forever. And that's the problem. And it's got to change. It's
well, the Kemp thing, and Chris, good phone call. Hugh, the Kemp thing really did make me think about the next, because I agree with you. It did feel like a spark, right?
Mm-hmm.
His energy did feel like it gave them something here that they didn't have before last night.
Yeah.
And who's next, right? The people keep bringing up the idea of Justin Crawford. Now, he came out of the game last week or didn't play in a couple games because of a quad issue. I don't know if he's fully healthy yet or how serious that is. We'll see in the next few days if he's playing. But I don't think it's far away from him coming up. And then Andrew Painter. Let's hear Topper yesterday. Painter apparently is going to pitch twice this week on more of a limited pitch count because he could pitch twice within a week. Here's Topper yesterday, latest on the Painter progress.
Painter's pitching on normal rest. Are you pitching twice this week?
Yeah, so tomorrow he'll go 575. So it's a pullback because he's going again on Sunday on 4 days rest. So I think the Sunday start's probably going to be another 575, if not something less than that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so two starts this week for Painter, but we're dialing back the pitches because he's pitching every fourth day or whatever. I can't wait till he gets here, and every time the Phillies talk about it, feels to me he would like their slow play in the Painter thing. A little slow play.
Still trying to figure out the pitching situation.
Well, it's like they don't have a spot for him yet.
Yeah, they're trying to figure that out.
So they're just going to slow play this. When is he going
to
pitch?
Don't you feel like the biggest thing they need to figure out is what Nola is when he comes back?
Yes. Well, also, can Abel keep doing this?
Yeah.
He pitches tonight, and it's against a good lineup. He's had two really good starts, Mick Abel. The first one was dominant against the Pirates lineup. That's not very good. The last one was good, I would say.
Yeah.
Could he do it again?
I feel like the last thing they want to do is bring him up and then not really have an extended role for him.
An idea of what he's
doing. Yeah, because they're either going to send him back or, you know, not have him stretched out and, like, to be able to go deep in the game. I don't know, but it feels like the worst thing they can do is bring him up, send him back, you know, go back and forth with it.
I don't think they know right now. I mean, I'm being honest about that. I'm not saying it as a negative. I don't think they know when he's going to arrive or what his role is going to be when he gets here. They, it's almost like they're waiting for it kind of to figure itself out. Someone else gets hurt. Someone comes back. He performs, whatever. And then they go from there. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, your phone calls here on the Phils and the Eagles as well. Hugh Douglas believes last night could be a turning point for the entire season.
Whole season.
Compared it to the Browns and the Eagles in Week 5. Where do you come down on last night? Was that a turning point kind of victory? We will also celebrate Zach Wheeler's life. Boy, that guy is good. A week off, no pitching. Guy was, you know, with his family in the hospital, babies, comes back, just dominates like he usually does. Also had a milestone last night in a Phillies uniform. We'll celebrate, Wheeler. Your phone calls the Phillies. Are you sure the Eagles have enough on the defense side of the football? Trey Hendrickson holding out at Cincinnati. T.J. Watt holding out in Pittsburgh. And, of course, Jair Alexander. Are you sure? I mean, Trey would look good here, wouldn't
he? He's a good player.
17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
I do too, Hugh. I'll be honest with you.
The more we play this, the more Hugh is turned off by the idea.
I know. He hates Trey.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah. I mean, we'll play.
I'm standing steadfast.
Let's make a pact with everyone. If they acquire Trey Hendrickson, we play that cut every segment for an entire show.
That'll
He's a good
happen.
Player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
The I Like Trey show on the Midday Show. 215.
Do you like Trey?
94-94. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Baseball fans love the long ball. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run prop boost. Maybe we could come up with a home run bet for Hugh Douglas here. He's putting parlays in left and right. That means when you bet on moonshots, you could take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to gear up and go yard all season long. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the windup in the 1-2 pitch to Tucker. Swing and a miss, struck him out. 96, I guess he's feeling all right.
I guess so.
As that is his 1,000th strikeout in his Phillies career. And they put that up on Fantavision. And that gets the folks out of their chairs to salute Zach Wheeler, who is now hit the century mark in strikeouts while wearing a Phillies uniform. He's the fastest ever to do so in terms of games pitched.
Fastest ever to 1,000 strikeouts in a Phillies uniform. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
Is this the group that sings Highway to Hell? I can't think of the name.
Yes, AC/DC.
Okay. My fault for all the AC/DC fans. I couldn't think of the name.
You're upset. I always feel like I'm in a stadium when I hear AC/DC. Yeah, it's like a football game. You're at the lake at halftime.
Yeah.
I saw him in 08.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good show?
This sounds like a fun show.
Yeah. Yes, I imagine it is. And you know what else is fun? Watching Zach Wheeler pitch. I don't know if I've ever felt an athlete go under the radar with greatness as much as Zach Wheeler. Like, we're just numb to it. It's almost every time.
It's expected.
It's expected. It's rare that he has a game that it's like leading SportsCenter, right? Like, he doesn't have many
like a ho-hum type situation.
Right, it's ho-hum excellence. He's had a few of them, but he doesn't have like many 8 innings, 15 strikeouts. I think he's had, if I had it just off the top of my head, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5, 13 strikeout games of Philly. Like, but that's not normal. But he also has very few bad ones. It's usually exactly what it was last night. 6-7 innings, one run, bunch of strikeouts, very few walks. He's in control of the game basically the entire time. And I know the afternoon show is doing top 11 this week. I don't know how the voting is going to come down, and I understand that we're coming off Saquon's all-time year, but as I was thinking about my top 11 to vote for those guys, Zach Wheeler is a top 2 or 3 athlete in the city, and anything less than that is wrong. I mean, he's great. He's the best player on the Phillies, the most consistently excellent player on the Phillies. He's an amazing pitcher, and I feel like sometimes we're just like, oh, yeah, Wheeler's pitching, and we don't get super excited. He's awesome. All he does is dominate. I feel like are we numb to it?
Well, I mean, last night we spent a lot of time on Hugh talking about old Otto Kemp and the other young guys.
Old ass.
The daycare looking. Coming
and he's
back.
He's not really old.
Old ass looking Otto Kemp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The real story, though, is that our stopper was on the mound, and he pitched like it. I mean, that's like if you want to look at one reason the Phillies won that game yesterday, you can look right at Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, that's a big reason.
They needed him to stop the bleeding, It was a 5-game losing streak.
Yes.
You have your best pitcher on the mound. That's the time they needed to be their best player. And he was. I mean, it's a shame they didn't get him the win because they ended up, they let the tying run up with the bullpen like usual. But, I mean, Zach Wheeler came in and pitched exactly like the guy you needed them to be.
And the amazing part about yesterday for me was, and I don't know if he was able to kind of sneak out and throw a bullpen or do his usual routine this past week because he was with his wife as they had a baby. But, like, he kind of rolled out of bed and shut the Cubs down. I mean, like, I don't even know if he was in his normal routine because last week he was away from the team. And, maybe he was able to throw or something. But he was not in his typical routine with the team. And he still rolled out there yesterday, Hugh, and dominated one of the best. I think the Cubs are either first or second
They're
in baseball
up there.
In
yep.
runs. Mm-hmm. And he dominated. He has now pitched in his Phillies career. Last night was his 146th start as a Philly. He has a 2.93 ERA in almost now 1,000 innings. This guy's remarkable. And this might be the best we've ever seen him. I mean, his strikeouts are up, his walks are down. This guy's ridiculous.
You know what's funny? When I think about a lot of times when I look at the matchups and think about this team, it's never – you always look at the pitcher, you know, and,
right.
you look at that first and foremost. And for the most part, when you look at our pitchers – you really don't worry about them as much as you worry about the everyday guys.
Of course.
Because we have a solid group. It's just that suburban energy that they like to exude on a day-to-day basis that you're kind of concerned about.
I still don't understand suburban energy.
What it's the kids that rode around in the minivan, you know, had all the equipment. I just found out like a whole catcher's outfit.
Yeah.
Because I'm you know, it looks like I'm going to be that.
You're going to wear it?
Well, no, because, you know, Harper really likes baseball. So now it's okay, now he's six, so now you're trying to figure out.
Does he want to catch?
Well, you're just trying to figure out what position he's going to play. So I'm just pricing different things. Like a small one for him is like $300. So it's one of those things. When I say suburban energy, it's the kids that had the parents that could fly them to all the baseball games and do all the other stuff.
To translate, I think he was saying some of these guys don't feel like they have that dog in them anymore,
yeah.
That fight.
Yeah.
They're comfortable now.
And I was doing it in the long way. I was long talking.
Otto Kemp doesn't have that because he's fighting.
He's trying to get it from the mud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then
he was grimy last night. Like, that's how, when I look at Otto was grimy last night.
What makes Wheeler interesting is he kind of exudes that, like, he hasn't done anything, except mm-hmm. he has done a lot. Like, I think this year he's the highest paid pitcher in baseball on, like, his yearly salary. He goes out there and just dominates. It's quiet greatness all the time.
And the Cubs are the number two offense in terms of runs. In all the baseball?
Yeah, and after that Tucker home run, nothing happened last night.
Yeah, and Crow Armstrong, like, he's an MVP candidate, too.
Yep. Yeah, they're loaded. They have a lot, and Wheeler shut him down. Great start by Wheeler, and we're used to it. And as I fill out my top 11 for the afternoon show, he's near the top. I'm considering Barkley 1 and him, too, above everybody else in the city right now. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hugh, you said it earlier. You still believe it? Was that a turning point last night?
I believe it was. I believe it can be.
I hope you're right. I guess I was.
It's. I know it's hard to believe because of the ugliness that was on display.
And that's a good word. When you get thrown on the bases three times, it's ugly baseball.
Joe, I'm not sitting here. The one thing I'm not trying to do is be disrespectful to people who have been watching baseball a long ass time, and they see what they see.
Well, and you're an authority now.
Man, I'm that dude that y'all need to listen to. But what I can tell you, I've never played baseball, but I know momentum, and I know what grimy looks like. I know what it's like for somebody. I know what want to looks like. That's a better way of saying it.
Yes,
I know what want to looks like.
And Otto has that.
And Otto had that want to last night, and that's something that no matter if you play baseball, football, or any other professional sport, that it translates to all the professional sports. That's why when Ben comes in here and, you know, he's talking about football. You know, Ben didn't play football. He probably could have with his big ass and his big ass. Shout out to his big ass son. This is a big ass kid, man.
Ben Davis definitely could have played football.
He could have played football.
Oh, yeah, he's a
big
dude.
He understands, and this is the thing that people need to understand, is that he understands what it takes to play the game at the highest level. And that's something that no matter what sport you play, it's needed for all sports.
Yep.
So that's what I'm talking about. When I say that I want to, I know what that looks like because it's a look that players have, and it's a confidence that they exude. And when you talk about the fact that Otto Kemp hadn't laid down a bunt since, what, 2021?
Yeah, 4 years.
And comes up here and does exactly what's needed – to help them win. That should tell you everything that you need to know.
So I love the energy provided. I think he's going to help them a little bit offensively because he was on a heater down at AAA. But they need the big stars, and I know Bryce is down right now, but they need those guys to be the catalyst if I'm going to buy. Like, you know what would make me feel like we have a turning point? Tonight they go out there, Turner home run, Schwarber home run, Castellanos home run. And a ringing double off the wall. I'm not going to expect too much of Alec Bohm, but like drive a baseball to the gap instead of just a slap single. That would make me feel like, all right, we're back. Also, is today, tomorrow is Luzardo, Abel tonight, right? Abel pitches well again. Like, they shut him down out of the bullpen. Those are things that would make me feel like the Phillies have turned the corner. 215-592-9494, a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, do you believe, we will remember last night as the turning point of the Philly season, 83% said no.
I believe that because you have a lot of diehard Philly, and that's okay. You don't have to believe it until you see it. I mean, and that's kind of, you know, to be honest, that's kind of where people were at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it kind of plays into that.
Looking at some of the response to the Twitter poll, this is one of those where people assume I'm the one saying it was a turning point, and they're mad at me.
Again, Joe.
Typical flip-flopping Julio.
Uh-huh.
Again, Joe.
Such a number one dork you are. Uh-huh. Stop this nonsense.
Do you know what's funny? You know what I find funny?
At least you're number one.
On the top dork, mm-hmm. That's right.
I find funny about the Twitter comments that people make is that, especially the ones that say they don't listen to the show, but they know what we're talking about. Or they listen to the clip. So, you know, in essence, when you respond that you don't listen to a clip that we put up, you're kind of watching
sure.
the show.
Sure.
I mean, I think that's kind of so when you I don't, you know, you can't get too caught up in what people say on Twitter or you people. Shout out to you people out there.
Oh, we'll hear from them.
Because yeah. I'm pretty sure they probably got a lot to say to them.
Well, they do. Killed. Yeah, you're getting crushed there. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a scandal to get to involving you again. So we're
gonna, what'd I do?
We'll find out.
Wait a minute. Somebody took pictures? Somebody, hold on. Wait a minute. What are we talking about?
Why are you so nervous?
Yeah, wait, because you,
pictures of what?
No, I'm just saying. I went out of town and, you know. I ain't tell y'all everything.
No, this is something. Yeah, no. This is an offense.
Okay. No need to worry, buddy.
This is an offense that happened in the studio.
Oh, okay.
So you're. Well, you got some guilty energy over there. Did the pictures? Playing. Pictures of what?
I'm just saying. Wait,
guilty.
What y'all see?
That was a real John Johnson guilty action out of Hugh. All right, Dave in Bordentown. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Yeah. So first, you know, I have to agree with Kyle Schwarber on something. Us as Phillies fans, we have to stop getting so high and then getting so low. Baseball is a really long season. You know, how many times are we going to go through this cycle of, man, the Phillies
day?
Are done. They're done. They're not coming back. Then it's, hey, they may be back. Oh, the Phillies are the best team in baseball. Let's go. They're the best. Oh, we're back to, hey, this is a team that gets very streaky. Maybe they get into another streak right now. At the end of the day, we have to realize they are 4.5 games back of the best record in baseball. There was a caller earlier talking about putting a paper bag on their head.
Yes.
Are we the Colorado Rockies?
No, but so there's different ways to look at the same thing, right? Like you could look at one picture and see one thing and I see another. So you're right. I mean, you gave facts there. They're also right now only 2 games up on a postseason spot. Like you could say for you, so that I think that's why there's a lot of emotion day to day, at least for me, Dave. I just because I look at a season where I don't think October is a lock. Like you could say to me, Joe, they could end up with the best record in baseball, and they maybe. But I also could say there's probably going to be an 87 or 88 win team in the National League that does not make the playoffs. So that's why I feel like they're all big games, and I have to react to them like that.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, look at the Diamondbacks last year.
Right.
100%. The thing is, though, you know, it's a long season. For us to keep on getting to this, the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows, like, you got to realize it's cyclical. With that, you know, where I do agree with you, too, Otto Kemp could be, a lightning bolt. And the reason being here is the one thing we're not talking about is the fact that, yes, we don't know what's going on with Bryce, but when he does come back and he's playing first base again, if Otto Kemp is hitting and he's doing the things like he did last night where he, you know, gets 3 hits, he's laying a bunt down to, you know, end up getting an eventual winning run, Hey, Alec, guess what? You're catching some pine on your butt there, buddy, because Otto Kemp's taking your spot.
Dave, I totally agree. And we all hope the Harper thing is short, right? So let's play it out. Let's say 2 weeks from now, Otto Kemp is hitting, right? Like, he's got some pop in his bat. He's hitting. He's helping the team. Energy, all the stuff we've talked about. And Bryce returns. Otto Kemp is staying in my lineup, Dave. Some way, somehow. I don't care. And I know he played some left in AAA. However they got to do it, or third, which is his natural position, I'm with you.
And I think this is also a good reminder for, you know, Johan Rojas, for Max Kepler, for Brandon Marsh, for Weston Wilson, that, hey, we got a guy in AAA right now, Justin Crawford, who's, I believe, is hitting .349. Hey, guess what? You very well could be next. So, you know, we're not asking you to press, because I think there's a lot of times where these guys in this lineup, they start to press. Just get up there and hit the ball. You don't need to hit a home run. Get a bloop single, you know, find that seeing eye single. Just get the ball in play. Just do what you've done to get up to this spot. But, hey, Justin Crawford's waiting in the wings. I know there was a guy who called earlier talking about prospects. One, the Phillies really haven't had the prospects really up until the last 2 years to start talking about, hey, let's get them up here. Hey, they're starting to get to that point now where we can get these guys up. Andrew Painter's been hurt. There's going to be he's going to be up in the next couple of weeks, probably around the All-Star break. It's going to start happening. This team's going to be all right. Dave Dombrowski has time. We have a month and a half until the trade deadline. We're going to be there at the end of the year because of something that you just guys brought up, which is starting pitching. Our starting pitching is some of the best in the game, and that's with Aaron Nola not being right this year. So I have confidence in this team. Everybody needs to start just being a little bit more even-keeled. We're going to be fine.
Dave, I like the optimism. Now, I appreciate and understand the sentiment, Hugh, to be even-keeled, but it is WIP. And the game's – like, here's what the reality is. We're going to come on here tomorrow, and we're going to react to what happens tonight, right?
Yes.
And you're going to come on here, and if you feel like it was a turning point and they win, you're going to be on your – you're going to be peacocking around here. I told you so. I'm the true baseball guy. We could see this coming already.
Yeah, but that's – see, this is where – and I understand – and I'm not picking on the last caller. Don't want him to feel that way, but – the one thing that I will never try to do is tell somebody on this station how to fan.
Right. Everyone, you know, because
that's what we're doing.
Yep.
I will come on here and I will tell you my perspective, and most times y'all don't agree with it, and that's fine. That is fine. But I'm not going to tell you how to fan, because everybody fans in their own way. So if you feel like this team hasn't made a turnaround, that is completely fine. We're still going to talk about it. And if you, Joe, the great part about being in this great sports city is that there are so many different opinions that people have, and we talk about them all on a daily basis.
Well, the fun part is we all watch the same exact game and see it
totally different.
Yep.
One of the biggest things that I enjoy every Sunday is watching the games with Ike, because Ike watches them different than the way that I watch them. Just like when you're sitting there sometimes, you watch it differently. It's no right or wrong way to see the game.
Well, I think the biggest litmus test of that is the way we all view Jalen Hurts and
yes.
the season he just had. Because we all know, I think we can all agree on this. He won the Super Bowl. He played excellent in the Super Bowl, right? Beyond that, it's a lot of like gray area. Like, what did you see? We all see the same stats, right? But
yeah.
You saw it this way. You focus on that. I focus on that's what makes it fun.
The only thing that I'll ask you to do every morning when I'm coming in here, And me, this is what me and Kyle tend to do, because we never see eye to eye. Just listen to what I'm saying.
Never.
Well, sometimes. But the thing is.
My favorite part of that was you say, just listen to what I'm saying. And he talked over you.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what happens. And that's the beautiful thing about it, because we all watch the game differently. And a lot of times that I've noticed, especially when we talk about baseball, people are so locked into the way that they feel.
Yeah,
they don't hear nothing else that you have to say, because the Otto Kemp thing should resonate with every Phillies fan, because you know what it's the equivalent of to me is Rocky. And when you talk about Rocky and I hate you, Kyle, for real. But when you talk about Rocky and his fight with Apollo Creed,
it's a good analogy. Keep cooking.
He went into that fight. Nobody thought Rocky was going to win. And technically, he didn't win, but he put up one hell of a fight. It was an ugly fight. It was a bloody fight. But Rocky never gave up. And that's why every time that I sit here and I come here with this positivity and I try to break down stories to you people that are relatable, that you can understand too, because you are from Philly, you just don't get it. Because it's the epitome of the Rocky analogy. The underdog going out there and doing the impossible and coming back with the W. That's exactly what happened last night. Old ass Otto Kemp came in Citizens Bank Park last night and he put on a show. Because you know why he put that show on, Joe? Because he knows that this is probably his last opportunity to become a Philly. And he said, you know what? I'm too old for this. I need to make a statement tonight. Tonight is going to be my night. And I'm going to do everything within my power to put this team on my back and help them win, because by golly, I want to stay here. I like it here. I like hot dogs. I like glizzies. That ain't got nothing to do with the story, but the music is still playing. And he wants to be a Philly. So darn it, he's going to do what he has to do. Stop the music because I'm about to curse. So I can't. When you get excited, you hear the music.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep it PC.
All right, a couple things. That was awesome.
That got me fired up.
Yeah, no, I'm ready.
That might have been the turning point last night.
You should have done this in the open. You would have sold everyone. Said everyone thinks you're crazy.
I'm not sure about the glizzies
and the hot dog. No. Maybe cheesesteaks could have worked here in Philadelphia.
Maybe.
Yeah, something more, you know, more.
Ooh,
to
speaking
the,
of cheesesteaks, yeah. Did you hear? Like, I haven't had one.
Oh boy, here we go.
I haven't had one, but the Bradley Cooper cheesesteak spot.
I think Elliot had one down in New Orleans.
It's getting some rave reviews.
Is it?
It's like I just saw a little blog.
Yep.
So Bradley, if you're listening, since we boys, go ahead and drop some cheese.
Oh,
off,
you guys were in the movie together.
We were in the movie together.
Limitless.
Limitless. Yeah.
You think he'd remember you?
Yeah, he should.
Well, I'm sorry. He'd know.
I'm A-list actor.
But he's a huge Eagles fan. Did he like fan out when he met you as an actor?
Not at all. He had his dog with him. He didn't fan at all. Because what I remember what I told him, like, at the time, my wife, she was a big fan of Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Do you think he realized you were the same guy that was the Eagle he cheered for at the vet?
I don't know.
I don't think he did.
But, Brad, if you're listening, go on, hook your boy with some of them cheesesteaks. Okay. Man, drop something off at the station.
Can I give you...
From 10 to 2.
Now that you've asked for food from Bradley Cooper, can I give you my biggest takeaway from your Rocky thing there?
What you got?
This may sound like an overreaction, but this is your fault, and I just thought of this as you went through all that.
Okay.
I am fully ready to dump Boehm and give Otto Kemp third base, full time.
You know, hey, listen, Joe.
Like, after one night, I'm ready.
Listen, Joe. If he goes out tonight and has that kind, because this is how I look at it. He adapted to the moment.
Yep.
And a lot of times... You see these guys. What are we complaining about with Boehm? Like, who was it? Who are we talking about didn't swing at the first pitch? No, they know he's not swinging
Stott,
at the first pitch. We're talking about Stott. He adapted to the moment, and he did what was needed.
I'm just sold. Like, you got the Rocky thing, then you got Boehm up there, you know, balling his eyes out when he strikes out. If Harper comes back soon and Kemp hits, hey, Alec, you sit down, buddy.
I mean, because you're looking at something, in my opinion, it's small sampling size. I got to keep saying that because I don't want anybody to think I've getting in over my skis.
One game.
But it was exciting to see.
It was awesome.
And it's that. And the thing that stuck out to me is the want to. That's it. That's all. The desire to get it done.
And there is some sort of, like, he didn't come out of nowhere. He's having a great season at AAA. So he's obviously, he's in a groove right now as a hitter. It won't surprise me if 2 weeks from now, if he keeps hitting, that a lot of people, I was half kidding, saying he should be the full-time third baseman, mm-hmm. but like,
They'll look at him differently.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Alec Boehm, I think most of the town has given up on anyway. If Kemp comes up here and hits, we're going to want him in the lineup. Heck, I want him in the lineup every day now anyway. Just find a spot for him.
What do people always say, especially like in this job? Just get your foot in the door.
Get in.
Just get your foot in the door and then go above and beyond and the opportunity will come. This is Otto's opportunity. Old-ass Otto Kemp's opportunity.
It sounds like a mouthful. Old-ass
Otto Kemp. I should say old-looking-ass Otto
Kemp.
He's
not old.
I know he's not, but he looks old.
Put a poll up. Does Otto Kemp look old?
No, you should put a poll up because people won't get that. You got to be more, you know, precise. Does Otto Kemp look older than 25? That's a good one.
Okay. But that's not
old. But that's
ass.
Not like.
He could look 27.
But he looks, okay. Does
that's
he
two
look,
in the weeds. You're calling him okay. old ass Otto Kemp.
Does Otto Kemp look 35?
He does not 35. Look. He does not.
He looked 35.
No, he does. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls to the Phillies in the final hour. Did Hugh just talk you into it? Was that the turning point? I think that speech was the turning point of the season. Not sure where the glizzies and hot dogs
you know,
part
they
came
win the
in.
World Series. That should go in the Phillies video yearbook.
We just cut out the glizzies and hot dog
yeah,
part.
Yeah, I kind of lost momentum. Because a couple times I almost used some real colorful language.
Yeah. That would have been the end of your speeches. All right.
That would have been the end of my career.
Plus, he's back. Hugh's guy, Chris Sims, is doing his quarterback countdown. Where did he put Jalen Hurts? It's list season. We'll hit you with that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, I got so excited I almost forgot my Hatfield read. Hey, it's Father's Day. Get
that's because it's not Hatfield time. That was my
it's not?
Bit.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, bit. Yeah. See? Well, I guess
this is going great.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we
that,
all got
that
excited.
Was on me.
I'm at the next break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.